this. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, the doctor is in. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you for all the well wishes. I did go to my ENT doctor, Dr. Randy Weingarten, phenomenal doctor. He did my NPL. I told you guys how I had to have a tube shoved up my nose, and considering that's the only orifice that hasn't been prodded, right, of mine in the last 20 years, I was a little nervous, right? You know, the other orifices are kind of easier to handle. I've been going to my gynecologist for years, the dentist for years, but the nose, kind of a smaller orifice. And it went well. The NPL, the nasopharyngeal laryngoscopy, it didn't really hurt. A lot of you guys are like, oh, I have this chronic sore throat, or I have this hoarseness, so I got to get a scope. It didn't hurt at all. And I think the trick was he had me do some Afrin spray. We talked about Afrin, how I don't like you guys using those nasal sprays, those sympathomimetics, because they're very addictive. But he told me to buy one, right, and spray it about an hour before the procedure. Then he sprayed this numbing medicine. And then it was really, really weird. I don't know if you've ever had your tongue numb or the back of your throat numb, but it's hard to talk. And my husband was loving it. He's like, I can't believe you shut her up. This is awesome. And you could still talk, but it just felt weird. And you actually feel a little anxious because you're kind of numb in the back of the throat. But anyway, he shoved the, he didn't shove. He very gently placed the scope up the nose. And then, you know, it goes up the nose and it makes a U-turn, and then it looks down to the throat. Apparently, I have a reflux laryngitis, meaning there must be acid coming up, right? And in addition to voice strain, because I do a radio show 3 hours a day, I guess my vocal cords are kind of raw. Now, I'm very raw on the show, so I think that's perfect. But I am supposed to rest my voice. So with the holidays coming, I think that'll be okay. I'll rest my voice. Personally, I think the raspiness is kind of sexy. But I got to admit, guys, the NPL, not that bad. Kind of a piece of cake, all right? But what was really tough to my weekend was we had to rip out the carpet that the cat peed up. We have a cat. We have two dogs, three cats, right? I talk about them all the time. But the male cat, even though he's already spayed or neutered or whatever you call it, he peed up the place. So we had to rip up the carpet and we had to retile and things like that. So we kind of did that. So that was my weekend. I hope you guys had a much better weekend, and I hope you guys are really excited and for the holiday coming up. We got Thanksgiving coming up, which is always refreshing, very, very refreshing. I know a lot of you guys are kind of stressed, a lot of in-law issues, a lot of family issues. Always the conversation at our house around Thanksgiving centers around who died and who's dead and what we forgot to do before they died. So there's always a lot of guilt trips served along with the gravy. But we'll get through it. That's what family is all about. All right. Now, a lot of you are like, I don't even know how I'm going to get through the show of Dr. Dahlia. Well, this is what we got to talk about today. We have a mother who is claiming that the flu shot killed her 19-year-old son. So we're going to talk about that. Can the flu shot kill? I'm a huge fan of flu shots. I recommend flu shots because the flu could kill. Could possibly the flu shot have caused the death of her son? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about if you do get the flu, right, and you end up being hospitalized or on the verge of hospitalization, these antiviral medicines are out there, and what you can take and why it's so important to be able to take it. I guess Family Guy has killed off a major character, and I didn't know this because I haven't really been watching the Family Guy, but a lot of people are pretty upset about this one. Then I talk about Mexican food and how a lot of Mexican food is pretty healthy. You got your salsa, you got your guacamole, you have your arroz con pollo, and you know, you can actually eat fairly healthy. Unfortunately, though, according to Consumer Affairs, the Mexican diet is now considered more dangerous than fast food. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a quick update for pregnant women out there and those of you who are married to somebody pregnant or dating somebody pregnant. Many of us, when we're pregnant, we're told that Tylenol is okay in pregnancy. When I delivered babies, Tylenol at the time was a category A, meaning no harm in humans, no harm in animal studies. Tylenol, acetaminophen, totally fine in pregnancy. Then you have the category B, which overall are safe in humans, right? They haven't really studied enough in animals. Category B and C, animals, overall with humans, Category D, we like to stay away from. Category X, completely stay away from, causing fetal problems. But Tylenol, when I delivered babies 20 years ago, category A. Then I think they might have changed it to a B. Now they're saying too much Tylenol in pregnancy could actually affect development of the baby. And they think that it's linked to poor language skills and behavior problems. Now, of course, Johnson & Johnson, who makes Tylenol, has been under fire for years with all the issues that have been happening and recalls and things like that. But I mean, I've had many of my pregnant women take Tylenol and they've been fine. I don't want anybody to panic. But according to this one study by Ragnhild Eek Brandelstrun, she and her co-author studied 48,000 Norwegian children whose mothers answered survey questions about their medication use when they were in their 17th and 30th week of pregnancy, then again 6 months and after birth, and after giving birth. And they basically had to talk about the child's developmental milestones. And about 4% of women had taken Tylenol for about a month of their pregnancy, at least 28 days. And they found that the children had poor motor skills. They also tended to start walking later, poor communication and language skills. Now, if this is really true, this could really, really change how we deal with back pain and headache pain and all sorts of issues in pregnancy. I mean, thank heavens for Tylenol when I was pregnant, because there's really not a lot that a lot of us pregnant women feel comfortable with, even though there are medicines you can take. They didn't find any problems with ibuprofen, however. Now, that's interesting. We usually do not recommend ibuprofen, especially in the third trimester. But they found more of an issue with Tylenol. So, before you start popping Tylenol as a pregnant woman, make sure you talk this study over with your doctor. All right, guys, don't go away. I got a 10-100 really quick. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguide.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguide.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, at freeze-dryguide.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguide.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. Yeah, we got Brad. He's very, very good. You know, I know everybody was concerned that maybe he got busted, right? And so he got stuck working my show. I'd like you all to kind of look at the glasses half full. Maybe he got promoted. Did you guys ever think about that? Working the Dr. Dahlia Show doesn't necessarily mean somebody's on the verge of getting fired. Just because somebody gets to manage the Dr. Dahlia Show, that could actually be a step up. Did you guys ever think about that? So I want everybody to be nice, okay? Him having to work on my show isn't the easiest thing. I'm kind of a pain in the butt, so everybody be nice. But a big welcome to Brad, who was a very, very astute and experienced, and hopefully knows how to hit the dump button if I go astray. All right, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, and so I know my boss was like, wait a second, dump button? Why does Dahlia need the dump button? The dump button is very, very good because sometimes I have to take a dump. Okay, anyway, let's go to Thanksgiving travel plans are under threat, according to NBC News, because a deadly storm is closing into the Northeast. All right, from what we understand, there was supposed to be some pretty nasty weather on Wednesday. And, of course, Wednesday is the busiest travel day of the year because it's the day before Thanksgiving. This is why I don't travel on Thanksgiving. It's not because I don't want to see family. I love family. I love the in-laws. It's just, it doesn't make any sense to travel and be delayed and be stressed and spend a lot of money. I could just Skype my family while eating, you know, a big, you know, turkey leg. All right, and that's probably what we're going to do. Storms, from what we understand, have already heaped up a foot of snow in Utah and Colorado. Unfortunately, 13 lives have already been taken. I guess a 4-year-old girl was killed in a rollover crash on an icy road in New Mexico. And so this is a deadly storm. We take this stuff seriously. Barely 43 million Americans are planning to travel right now for Thanksgiving. There's going to be rain, ice sweeping across the South. Of course, Tim Nizial, a winter weather expert for the Weather Channel, says this is a lethal combination for winter weather in the Northeast, as you have rain and ice sweeping across the South converging with a storm system pushing down from the Great Lakes. 3.1 million of these 43 million travelers are expected to fly. They're expecting flights to be delayed in New York, Boston, Washington, and Baltimore because low clouds and strong winds are supposed to be setting in. Weather in the Northeast will actually start to change as of tomorrow. So either get out there now for Thanksgiving or maybe travel on Thanksgiving Day. I don't really get why we actually have to eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day. Just travel on Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day is the quiet day, right? Just like Christmas Day. Travel on the day and then just do dinner that Friday. I mean, everybody's usually off work the Friday of Thanksgiving weekend. I'm not, because in my clinic, whoever's on call has to deal with a lot of the, you know, potassiums or prescriptions, et cetera. So we just decided to stay open so we could see people. It's too hard to sit there and try to figure out what to prescribe over the phone when you don't see the patient. So we're just open on Friday. We always have been open the Friday of Thanksgiving. But for most other people, they're off. So then, you know, you really don't want to go shopping on Black Friday because of all the lines, and I think the prices go up. So why don't you just do Thanksgiving dinner on Friday? So travel on Thursday, do Thanksgiving dinner on Friday, leave on Saturday, and then Skype on Sunday. That's what Skype is for. They say the system moving across the South is expected to bring ice to Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, parts of the Carolinas, and that's going to start tonight. So, apparently 11,000 people were without power in parts of Texas over the weekend. You know, this is the time, everybody, to get, shall we say, prepared, like generators. You know, I mean, you always hear of people, you know, losing power and like what happened with Superstorm Sandy. Oh my gosh, last year, people going weeks without power. Okay, if I could give you guys any advice, please get phone chargers for your car. Okay, so you can at least charge your phone in your car. Make sure you have generators. Make sure you have water. Make sure you have your freeze-dry guy and other sort of food supplies. Make sure you get your medicines, okay? I am tired of seeing people lose their medicines, either with traveling or not traveling. People will lose their medicines when they travel. People will not pack enough. Then they try to call the doctor who's away on vacation. And I'm not going away, but most doctors, you know, so I get calls from patients going, look, my doctor's out of town, I'm not a patient of yours, I need my medicine. And I'm like, well, where's your doctor? Where's their on-call staff? I mean, again, you know, there's only so much doctors can do. I mean, they have lives, they have family too. So make sure you have everything tucked in before holiday season. Make sure your medicine is not stored too hot. Make sure it's not stored too cold. Insulin, if it has to be refrigerated, know what to do about that. If you need notes for oxygen or notes for, I don't know, your insulin needles before you get on the flight, this is the time to get all that done. If you need motion sickness medicine, altitude sickness medicine, hemorrhoid medication, this is a huge time for hemorrhoids because usually we get very stressed during the holidays, and so you start to kind of tighten up, and when you tighten up, you get constipated. I've always, and my family knows this, every time we go to the in-laws, I can't poop for a week. I just can't. And they're nice people. It's just, it's really hard for me to, you know, be in my, I don't know, mode right? And so if I want to go to the bathroom, I can go to the bathroom and, you know, play my Angry Birds or whatever I have to do. I just can't do it at somebody else's house. So I end up not going to the bathroom for a week. Well, then you come home and it's, you know, it's horrifying. I won't go into too much detail there, but maybe bone up on your fiber. Make sure you take your stool softeners. Okay. If you usually get sick, usually get the flu, I want you to think about your flu shots right now. Make sure you're up to date on your pneumonia shots. Okay. All right, just inclement weather, it always kind of makes us nervous. Okay, now I want to talk about this child that the mother claims died after flu shot. A Utah mother is claiming that a flu shot is responsible for the death of her 19-year-old son. This is being reported by the Salt Lake Tribune and Fox. Lori Webb's son Chandler received a flu shot on October 15th during a routine physical. He had decided to go on a mission because he's 19 years old for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints the day after the exam, and our Mormon patients come in for the physical before they go. And then, of course, if you're going to be going out of the country, out of town, etc., you may want to get a flu shot. The day after the exam, Chandler became very, very ill, had vomiting, headaches, chills, shaking. A little more than a week later, he went into a coma. He was nearly a month on life support at Intermountain Medical Center in Murray, Utah. He underwent various tests. The doctors could not figure out what caused his illness. He was taken off life support and died early Tuesday morning. The mother told the Salt Lake Tribune that the direct cause of death was swelling of the brain, something she believes was the result of an adverse reaction to the flu shot. Okay, she said, we can't wrap our heads around this. It is so bizarre. Now, she has declined an autopsy as she believes that, I guess the brain biopsy would reveal the cause of death. I'm trying to figure out why they would not allow the autopsy. In certain religions, however, and I'm not sure, but in certain religions, you're not supposed to be autopsied. Because if you come back, right, when the Messiah comes, you're supposed to have your body all in whole. And in autopsies, they, you know, when they look at the organs, they have to biopsy and cut and et cetera. So according to Tom Hudachko, a spokesman for the Utah Department of Health, said the agency is aware of Chandler's death, but they cannot verify whether or not it was caused by the flu shot. He said the department has no record for any Utah residents ever dying from the flu shot and that reactions to the vaccines are rare. And I have to back him up on that. I mean, it is rare. But then what happened to him? A day after the flu shot or a day after a physical, he ends up going through this and then having swelling of the brain. Now, could he have come down with an encephalitis? Was it a flu shot-induced encephalitis? Was it a viral or bacterial from something around the area? I mean, usually your flu shot adverse effects could be some soreness, depending on which type of flu shot you get. You should never get the flu. We'll talk about that right after the break. You know, when people say I get the flu, you know, when I get the flu shot, we'll talk about whether that's the real flu or if it's a flu-like symptom, because some flu vaccines are watered down flu, some are killed versions of the flu, so we'll talk about that. But then we have another report here from healthimpactnews.com says 23 senior citizens have died after receiving this year's flu shot. Now, again, you know, this is kind of confusing to us because news like this should be very vocal. And we know the flu kills. We know the flu shot saves lives. What is happening here? Did 23 people really die from the flu shot? Or during drug trials, did 23 seniors die? And did they die of other issues? So we're going to talk about that particular story. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess this was, I think, back in 2006 when three citizens in Israel had died after receiving a flu vaccine at an HMO. Now, what a lot of us didn't hear is that the government had looked into what had happened. The vaccines manufacturer had been notified, et cetera, the health ministry notified, but then they found that there really was no link between the vaccine and the death of these three individuals. And so, you know, are people really then dying of the flu shot or not. Okay? Then, you know, we have this little excerpt, I guess, from the package insert of Fluzone. Apparently, according to healthimpactnews.com, they say here, within 6 months post-vaccination of 156 Fluzone high-dose recipients and 93 Fluzone recipients experienced a serious adverse event. No deaths were reported within 28 days post-vaccine, but a total of 23 deaths were reported during the period day 29 to 180. Post-vaccination among the Fluzone high-dose recipients and the Fluzone 1 recipients. They say the majority of these participants had a medical history of cardiac, hepatic, neoplastic cancer, renal, or respiratory diseases. No deaths were considered to be caused by the vaccination. You know, so when you hear something like that, again, I don't think of vaccine-related deaths. I don't. Okay? I mean, if it was a month later, right, over a month later, you know, where this one story of the 19-year-old is alarming is it was next day. And, you know, so of course it starts to ring alarms and, you know, and, years ago back in the 90s, they were talking about how one of the theories, okay, and although it was never proven behind SIDS, sudden infant death, is that some of these babies getting vaccines at 2, 4 months, 6 months, et cetera, maybe get some sort of post-vaccine encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, and then that's what could possibly cause an autism-like disorder or possibly death, et cetera. But again, not proven. You know, there's never been enough proof. And the only thing we have been able to prove is how lives have been saved by flu shots and flu vaccines, which is why we in the medical community, you know, promote it. Do I think that the flu shot is 100% without risk? Oh, absolutely not. Okay, I mean, I am always watching out for this kind of news. You know, in fact, nobody gets the flu shot in my practice now. All right, you know, my patients' kids, my kids, nobody gets the flu shot until I get one and I see that it's safe. I cannot inject. I just won't. I've always done that now. I mean, ever since I started getting flu shot regularly, I think I started getting the flu shot back in 2002. Once I got hit with the flu, I'm like, oh, to hell with this. I'm going to get the flu shot. That sucked because I used to never get the flu shot, even when I was in training. You know, when you're in your 20s, you think that you're infallible, and then all of a sudden you get the flu, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I felt like I was going to die, and then you get the flu shot. So since 2002, anytime I've carried the flu shot, I make sure to get one first. And it's not because, oh, Dr. Dahlia just wants to get a flu shot first before everybody else. It's because I want to know what the side effects were. I just want to make sure it's safe. Okay, I would just feel so bad if I gave somebody something, you know, in injectable form. And we really don't have a lot of vaccines in the office. I just don't like to, you know, give people things. I can't try every medicine I give you guys. I mean, some of you guys are on prostate medications. I can't really try that. All right. But I like knowing what a lot of these medicines do. But in medical school, they don't really let you try everything. So, you know, once I got the flu shot, I got to admit the flu shot this year, it made me feel a little dizzy. I got a little dizzy, and the arm I got the flu shot in was sore. But other than that, knock on wood, I was okay. And then I felt comfortable giving my batches of flu shots. And, again, it comes from a phenomenal company, a good medical supply company, so I felt safe. But I would be lying if I didn't share the same apprehension that or didn't admit to having the same apprehension that everybody else does. Okay? I mean, you know, we are injecting something into our body. Even though I'm for it, of course, you know, human nature, you're going to be a little reluctant. Okay? I mean, I get that. So do I think these seniors died from the flu shot? I, if the package insert is saying that deaths of these seniors happened 180 days post-vaccination, okay, if we're looking at 30, 60, 90, 180, 6 months, I don't know if I could blame the flu shot. Now, what about those of you who say, well, I get sick from the flu shot? Well, we talked about how that could happen, okay? We have two types of flu shots. One is the inhaled form of the flu shot, and then one is the injectable form. The inhaled form is a live attenuated. So it's flu, but it's in a very weakened form. And the reason why we do that is because we could spray it into your respiratory tree. Your body senses the flu, is able to make antibodies because the flu antigens could change yearly, which is why you can't use a flu shot every single year. It has to be changed. And because it's a weakened form, it shouldn't make you sick. And then you develop antibodies and can fight this year's flu. Very rarely, some of you may get sick from the very mild case. It's rare. The killed vaccine is a killed form of the virus, so it shouldn't be pathogenic. It's not a virus. It shouldn't divide, multiply, and invade your system. So the injectable form is the killed vaccine. This is the one we allow pregnant women to have and kids at the age of 6 months up. And these flu vaccines, again, cannot, in theory, give you the flu. Now, for those of you who say, I got sick after the flu shot, a couple things could be going on. Okay, one is you're getting an injection to incite your immune system. So when you incite your immune system, the immune system and all the bradykinins and the histamine release and anything else can make you feel pretty crappy. So some people just don't feel well because getting the flu shot makes them feel sickly. It doesn't necessarily mean flu, because if you think about it, anybody that ever told me that they got sick from the flu shot, if they didn't get high fever, high body aches, chills, which are flu type symptoms, they just felt really bad, you know, had runny nose, cough, etc., but cold-like, not flu-like. So that could just be the immune response. The another thing that could be happening is you got the flu shot, but you got the flu shot too late. And so, like, last week, we started to see flu. All right? So any of you getting the flu shot this week, if you turn around tomorrow, the next day, and say, I have high fever and chills, well, I mean, it takes a while for the flu shot to kick in. You might have been exposed to the flu anyway, and then now you're having the symptoms. Okay, the third thing that could be going on is maybe while you're getting the flu shot and your body is starting to recruit the immune system, etc., your body that's been bombarded with infection, etc., finds a weak moment to set up shop, such that, you know, when people say, no, I don't want to get the flu shot because then I get the flu, that maybe their immune system weakens temporarily. And as, you know, because again, I mean, the flu virus right now is, you know, sneaking by you. Either it's going to set up shop and infect you, or it's not, and you're going to fight it. So some people could possibly have a depressed immune system and then boom, start getting sick, which is why we always recommend vaccination before flu season. So those things could happen. Never, ever, ever should a doctor tell a patient that their head is up their butt and they don't know what they're talking about. If you tell me as a Dr. Dahlia, I think I get sick from the flu, okay, I'm going to listen to you. Now, it may not be actual flu, influenza, swine flu, etc. It may be another type of illness that you're getting, but we need to know that. Okay, just because we're pro-vaccine doesn't mean we're not going to, you know, that we're not going to have our ears open and listen. What we don't want is falsities and misinformation being given that flu shot kills or flu shot is bad for you, etc. Okay, we need to actually dissect what is going on, because unfortunately we're going to, I hope not, God willing, we see no deaths, but this is when things start to get scary. And we know flu shot saves lives. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I guess Family Guy last night killed off one of their characters. And, I don't like to do any spoiler alerts, so I'm not going to tell you which one, but I posted the article on my Facebook and Twitter, so you could see who died. I really don't understand why these cartoons do that, where they kill off characters. Didn't The Simpsons do that? I mean, South Park has been killing off Kenny. So you count Kenny, you bastards. I mean, they've been killing Kenny every episode. And I guess, you know, in marketing or in television, there always has to be some sort of a teaser or some sort of something to grab viewers. But Family Guy is supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be light. And I guess they killed off one of the characters. And I don't really get that. I don't think you have to do that. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to see what's been happening with regular TV versus reality TV. I mean, reality TV is now like the wave, the new wave of, shall we say, entertainment. You know, remember, you used to just have CBS, NBC, ABC. Okay, and then, of course, some people watch PBS, and, you know, there's still viewers that watch PBS. Yeah, I mean, one of my very good friends watches PBS programming. He really digs that. And for those of you going, I don't understand why people would watch PBS, what you're missing is these PBS viewers are the ones that were the driving force for a lot of the reality TV we see today. People like being educated. Remember when we were in the second grade and the third grade and they would have those films? And those films where they had to, you know, they were kind of around and they would make that sound and the teacher would have to line up the film in the projector. And you would watch these science films. And the science films I loved, where you would see close-up insects and spiders and things like that. But then some of these other films were really boring. Well, you have individuals ever since the 1970s or even 60s or whatever who really dug these educational films. Out came reality TV. Okay? I know there was Nova and all that other stuff on PBS. Now, reality TV took it to another level, parallel to all this education stuff when you had the whole Jerry Springer type movement in the 90s where people were kind of witch-slapping each other and, you know, getting all into each other's faces and all this drama. And they found that people liked that. People liked women going crazy. So you start to have two parallel lines to your reality TV. You have the teaching, and then you have the drama. And to make a reality TV show, and I know a lot about this because we're developing one, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than paying the stars of Friends or Seinfeld $1 million an episode or however much they're making. So, you could pay somebody in reality TV dirt cheap. You don't have to pay them royalties because they keep, you know, I love Pawn Stars. I'm a huge fan of Pawn Stars. One thing I love about Pawn Stars is I've been on 3 episodes and they keep replaying reruns. And the reruns of these episodes I'm on is great. I mean, you get exposure, etc. You don't make money on the reruns. Okay, and most people don't make money on the reruns because, again, there's no royalties. But, you know, the reality TV, like your Discovery Channel that owns TLC and History and Military, etc., there's a lot of shelf space right now. You know, people were wondering what's been happening with radio. Well, with radio, at one of the conventions they talked about, there's no shelf space. Okay, your main radio stations in town, they have room for Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, maybe Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, etc. And then a lot of the other shows, they have to find room on the shelf. Or they go to other stations that aren't playing Rush Limbaugh, etc. And then they hopefully have a spot. With reality TV, there is tons of shelf space. Tons. So they're always looking for new shows, which is pretty, pretty exciting. All right. But what's then happening is you're going to start to see life-saving measures being done by sitcoms. And sitcoms who have spent tons of money and who want to keep their shows active are going to have to do these things like killing off characters, etc. Or, unfortunately, what I'm seeing is some of these sitcoms are really going too deep into the sex stories. And so, like, for example, I like watching Mindy Project because it's a story about, you know, doctors. I thought, great, gynecologist, that's going to be really funny. But, again, every episode is about sex. Same thing with New Girl. Every episode with New Girl is about sex. And after a while, it's just, where's the comedy? At least Seinfeld, it was about something, even though it was about nothing. It was about real life. And so you're starting to see sitcoms have a lot of issues. Now, What also came about at the same time as we look at, you know, television stuff was what HBO did in The Sopranos. The Sopranos was groundbreaking in that now HBO Showtime, who was losing to Blockbuster and Netflix and other types of channels because they were, you know, you were supposed to buy them to see movies, and now you could get movies a variety of different ways, especially as the internet grew. What HBO and Showtime had to do was start making their own shows. So you had The Sopranos, and The Sopranos was huge. Then, you know, came other shows. You had Game of Thrones, Boardwalk Empire, which, by the way, the season finale of Boardwalk Empire was phenomenal. If you guys haven't seen Boardwalk Empire, I want you guys to start from the beginning. Kind of goes back into the 1920s, Prohibition time, so it mixes history with a fictional storyline, and they relate the fictional storyline into history. It's phenomenal. One of my favorite ways to do television, where you go back into history, but you make it interesting with some fiction. I love it. I love it. Not that the history isn't interesting in and of itself. It is. The rise of Al Capone, very exciting stuff. So, you know, so now you have these, and then you have Breaking Bad, and you have Walking Dead. So now all these movie channels are starting to make their own shows. And so what we're seeing with entertainment is it's a very interesting and exciting time. There's almost too much to choose from right now. Way too much to choose from. If we do get the show off the road, the biggest challenge I have is not if the show is going to be good. Okay, I mean, I think there's going to be an audience. It's how to find the audience in the midst of all the good shows that are out there. You know, there is so much good stuff right now. So, you know, but everything has a time and a place, so we'll see. But, you know, do you really have to kill off a family guy? Well, here's the thing. When it comes to Family Guy, it's really not supposed to be a children's show anyway. All right. But I gotta admit, I think we're kind of running out of children's shows. You know, a lot of the shows that kids are watching now are like, I mean, Impractical Jokers is a good example. I love Impractical Jokers. It's funny. So I have the kids watch, you know, Impractical Jokers because, you know, it's great. But all of a sudden now it's starting to get more adult themed. So we've had to have them leave the room because that's starting to get adult themed. So I think the next wave, the next market that's going to be out there are shows that are family friendly and kid friendly. And I hope that's what we're going to do. All right. Researchers have discovered an area of the brain used for decision making. All right. It is called the lateral habenula. Never heard of it. Researchers from the University of British Columbia, mind you, I got an A in neurology in medical school. Researchers from the University of British Columbia has revealed that the lateral habenula, one of the smallest parts of the brain, may play a crucial role in cost-benefit decisions. The findings clarify the brain processes involved in important decisions that we make on a daily basis, from choosing between job offers to deciding which house to buy, you know, or which radio show to listen to. Apparently, the Dr. Florenzo and his team prompted lab rats to choose between a small reward, which was a little baby food pellet. Aren't those cute? And a potential reward of 4 food pellets. The small reward appeared much more consistently, while the large reward appeared more sporadically. Researchers found that rats chose a larger reward when they didn't have to wait long to receive the food. So rats made decisions like humans typically do, choosing larger rewards when costs are low. How they related this to the lateral habenula is beyond me, but that's pretty cool. Also a good name for an animal, right? If you're your next pet, habenula, habby. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DUCK-DUCK.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100.
100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeye.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrikeye.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeye.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeye.com.